About 10 years ago, the Florida Guardian Ad Litem Foundation was created as the Direct Support Organization, or DSO, for the actual program. The state's Guardian Ad Litem Executive Director, Alan Abramowitz, says it's very essential to their mission of advocating on behalf of the state's abused and neglected kids in court.
For example, DSO provided $1,000 each to four circuits affected by Hurricane Irma to buy necessities for children, like clothes and backpacks after the hurricane. We've partnered with private entities to provide training to our volunteers around the state. They pay for things that children need that the state does not pay for, including football camps and tutoring, band instruments at times.
If the legislature doesn't do anything this session, the foundation will expire in October. A bill that passed its first House committee Thursday would do away with the repeal. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.